Welcome to this month's episode of the World of Roofing podcast, hosted by John Kenny of Cotney Consulting and Andrew Rowley of RoofMapping.com, where we will introduce you to a new roofing industry artisan from around the world.
All right, well, welcome back, everyone, for another episode of the World in Roofing. I'm John Kenny, Cotney Consulting Group, and I'm here, as always, with my favorite co-host, Andrew Rowley from RoofMapping.com. How are you, Andrew?
I'm very well, thank you. The sun is sort of finally coming out for spring. So I've had a relatively warm day today, which has been quite nice. Makes a big change.
That's one nice thing about having us on both sides of the pond, as they say.
Yeah, definitely.
Being here in Florida, we're having our typical spring tropical weather. Starting next week, we will be hot, humid, and in the 90s until October, so we'll be good.
Oh, okay. Yeah, lovely.
So today, our special guest, Chris, I'm going to introduce you. I'm going to turn it over there to kind of let you introduce yourself. As our guests know, we'd love to turn it over and give you a chance to tell us a little bit about yourself, where you're working, what you got going on in the industry, how you got started here, and any other good thing you want to share with us.
Super. Hi, everyone. Thanks, John, Andy, for inviting me on. A bit flattered to be called a special guest. That's the first time I think that's ever happened. Obviously, I work with Andy. We speak to each other a lot. What I do now, I'm a contract supervisor at a roofing company called Rio Asphalt. We sort of specialize in waterproofing of all sort of types, really. We do sort of felt, liquid, single ply, tiling. We do car park service decks. We do asphalt. But then we sort of take care of all the associated building works that are involved as well. So, we've got a really broad spectrum of what we do. We've actually got, surfacing division. We do, tarmacking. It's quite a big company run by, quite a small team, for the breadth of skill that's within the business. It's a great place to work. As Andy has said prior to this, and why he kind of asked me to come on, I think was more sort of because of my kind of bizarre route into this industry. I did a degree in creative technologies, and I worked subcontracting for the BBC, Channel 4, a lot of other sort of television companies, Sky, as a sound designer and writing music for television. I did that for a number of years, and still sort of have some published works, but I wanted to leave London. I wanted to do something different. I moved back to Birmingham and I tried a few different jobs, wasn't really enjoying it, and got an opportunity to work at Rio. I went along as a labourer, and it was March and it was freezing cold, and I was iced up on a roof, and I thought, what am I doing? And I ended up loving the job. I thought it was so rewarding. It's incredible to see, what the hard work can bring to fruition. The camaraderie amongst all the guys out there doing this every day, going home, seeing what you've achieved. I loved it. So a few years, I've sort of worked my way through learning the trade, learning the skill, felting, liquid plastics, different types of roofing installations. Ended up then having, my own gang of guys to manage and work with as a team. And then a couple of years ago, I was asked if I wanted to kind of go into the office to sort of start on that journey. So I kind of jumped at the opportunity. And that sort of brings us up to today. It's a fast curve. You know, as Andy knows, we speak many times a week about projects that we're working on together. Yeah, and sometimes projects we're not working on together. You know, we just, you know, we chat. You know, we're mates. But you know, it's really gritty. It's exciting. It's high pressure. But it's really, really, you know, rewarding. And there's so many things. It's just every day is completely different. You know, you're never in the same place. You know, I love the troubleshooting element. I like going out helping people solve problems. You know, especially when, you know, you go out somewhere they've had leaks and you can't find it, and it's, you know, it's actually really great when you actually manage to help someone get over an issue that they've been facing. I mean, most of the projects we do are large scale commercial. So we do a lot of schools. We do a lot of, you know, government based work, council work. You know, our company give a lot of time as well to projects, social projects. You know, sort of free labour to the council, so we'll go and help out with welfare projects in Birmingham. Whether that be, we'll get the lads. I mean, if it's raining, they can't roof. They'll go and paint and decorate someone's flat that otherwise wouldn't be able to do it. We get involved in a lot of that kind of stuff. You know, I mean, with my background and what I did before, that sort of enables me, as well as kind of running projects, pricing work, putting all that sort of stuff together. I'm trying to bring like a different angle to it. So I've got we now have a drone that we're using more and more, not only just for kind of surveys, which, you know, it makes the access a lot safer because, you know, when we come to do a job, the access is all in place, the scaffolders are up. You know, it's a safe working environment. But when we're surveying the jobs initially, you know, it can be a risky situation, and we can't always get to places that we'd like to be able to assess what we think needs to be done to specify the works. So we can get the drones in places now that we otherwise might not have been able to, which helps everybody make better decisions in advance of the work starting. But then obviously we can use, you know, that for sort of a more, you know, media angle for the business. So we can film works ongoing, we can film completion works, and get fantastic vantages and views that you just would never be able to get without that. And then obviously there's the website development that's going on, which, you know, a few people in the team are doing. So yeah, I mean it's contracting, isn't it? You know, it just encompasses so many different things. You know, the training of the guys, ensuring that we're keeping them at the best, you know, best skill level they can be, ensuring that we don't get skill fade, so we're constantly trying to renew, and sort of inspire the guys to, you know, to be as good as they can be. You know, they we you know they're proud of what they do, and we want them to be proud of what they do. You know, so we've just had one of our lads who's Malachi. I think he's I don't think he's even 20 yet. He's just won Apprentice of the Year with one of our, you know, one of the biggest manufacturers in the world, which is just fantastic. You know, it's kind of a bright light, really, because I do sort of think that one of my concerns for the industry is that there's not as many people coming into it at a young age with the sort of, it's not like driver ambition, because, you know, so many people have that, but I don't think people see the roofing industry sometimes as a great industry. You know, I mean, a lot of guys, I know, yeah, I want to be an electrician, yeah, I want to be a plumber. a lot of people don't really look at roofing. I didn't, you know, I didn't. And to be honest, now that I'm in there, I realize how fantastic it is, you know, and it's a great way to make, you know, a life for yourself. So I just kind of hope that through, you know, various means and methods, we can try and get more people to actually come into the industry and learn the skills from the guys who are slowly moving towards leaving the industry, because there's just some incredible, incredible people out there that have got, you know, a skill set that, you know, you can't just learn. I mean, most of the things I learned when I was on the tools, you know, the tips, the tricks, the little things that get passed on to you by the guys that have just done it forever, they're worth their weight in gold. And if we don't get the youth into it now to actually learn from these guys, we could find ourselves in quite a difficult situation. But yeah, I mean, that's kind of it really. I mean, you know, unless you can think of anything, Andy, that you want to.
You have a question.
Yeah, go on, John.
I'm going to jump back a little bit if I could, because you said, if I got this right, you were actually, you wrote music, correct? Did engineering music for the BBC?
Yes,
okay. Yeah. So completely different field. You did that first. How many years were you in that field?
I mean, I started doing it when I was sort of 13, 14, maybe even a bit younger than that. I actually was producing music very, very young, and got signed to a bunch of record labels. And then I was in bands. So I was touring in bands, you know, playing great venues and DJing great venues and all sorts of really exciting, cool stuff. And, you know, living in central London, you know, working on amazing, well-known television and films with, you know, huge stars, you know, day to day. And it was like, it was a bit of a blur, really, to be honest. It was a bit of a blur.
Here's the reason why I asked it. I'm going to kind of put you on the spot a little bit. Not really on the spot, but you're right. How do we attract people into our industry, right? So I got to say, if I ever told anybody that when we put this out, you have probably the most unlikely candidate pool of recruitment. I could not imagine any contractor or anybody in the roofing industry telling me we're going to go recruit in a musician pool and the, you know, in the entertainment pool to get into the roofing, but you did. So my real question is, now that we got that up, my real question is, what attracted you? Because you could be given the answer for anybody else out there that is in there. What really attracted you to go from that lifestyle, right, of what you were doing, and you had to have passion for it because you've been doing it since you were a young teen. What in the roofing industry attracted you to say at one point, hey, you know what, I'm going to give this a try. This could be what I want to do.
I'll be completely honest. At the time, I wasn't attracted. I'd rather be completely honest about that, because that is the reality of it. I wasn't attracted in the slightest. I was sort of offered an opportunity. I was just sort of offered an opportunity, and someone said, look, you know, come and have a go at this, because I was trying loads of different jobs. When I moved back from London, there's not really much of an industry for music in Birmingham. I mean there is, but it's very different to what I was doing in London. So I signed like my back catalogue of music that I have the rights to a various number of publishers. So they sort of took my work off me, and then I was kind of, my hands were free to do something else. And I was trying, what did I do? I was doing like office installations for a bit. I was doing corporate account management for telecommunications companies. I was flitting from job to job to job, and nothing was really sticking, and I couldn't really get my teeth into it. And then it was actually when I started doing the office installation work, I thought, I'm actually quite enjoying doing something with my hands here, that I didn't really think necessarily maybe I would, but I thought, I quite like this. And then I got this opportunity to try the roofing, and I thought, okay, do you know what? I'm kind of, let's give it a go. Let's just give it a go and see what happens. And like I say, I'll be completely honest. When I first started, it was about this time of year, and it was still snowing. And I think the first 4 to 6 weeks, I spent a lot of it kind of going, "What are you doing? Like, are you sure you want to be 13 stories up on a tower block, in the freezing cold, stripping a roof off?" And it was just really strange, because over a period of time, I just really started to enjoy myself, and I found something that I just thought never could exist in that kind of place. So I suppose the only real the message there is you just shouldn't, no one should write it off, and you should just give it a go, because places where you think absolutely there's nothing for me there, you can find basically everything you were looking for, which is enjoyment in what you do. And I loved learning the skill and getting good at it, and then finishing your day and looking back at what you've achieved, and being really pleased with everything that's going on. And then the middle of summer, I mean, it's beautiful, on the roof. It's just, it's a great place to be. So yeah, I mean, I guess that's it really. I at the time, I wasn't attracted to it, but I suppose really all I can say is, if anyone has any doubts, or if they're thinking, "I'm not sure about what I want to do," give it a go, because you might find that it's actually what you wanted to do.
Well, case in point, you brought out one good point. As a contractor and recruitment into the industry, we got to really think outside the box because there you go, right? You were offered an opportunity. You weren't sure if it was for you, but you wanted to try it. And then what's great about our industry is once we get you in, no one ever leaves. That's the
There's
good
no
part about
stand.
it because you find out all about it and it's the best kept secret out there. So that's why we like to get people to try it out. So I think that's a great case in point for anyone listening that is, basically I'll use the term crying the recruitment blues because we all are. You got to think outside the box. Maybe it's just not people that are ready for technical school skill, all that. Widen your range. You don't know where you're going to find somebody. I think that's a great story. That's why I had to have you elaborate on it a little bit. That was fantastic.
And Chris isn't the only one. We've interviewed lots of people, and I know lots of others who literally fell into the roofing industry. Who it may have just been they did some summer work and they fell in love with it. My old boss, Stefan Nalborchik, who's quite well known in the UK industry in the tapered side of things, his background is marine biology. He didn't want to be a roofer, but he needed some summer work. He worked for some summers and actually thought, okay, I can make a go of this. And others, I fell into it because I didn't go searching for a job in the tapered of roof and insulation side of the business, but I managed to get a job out of pure luck. And I'm still in the industry now, and I love it. And I think it's a shame that we need to, like you say, we need to find a way of telling the youngsters, or telling whoever, actually, this is a good industry. And have you considered, the design, the contract management, the actual labouring, the calculations behind all the designs. And there's just so many different things actually in the roofing industry, or the construction industry. They're actually pretty good fun. I really enjoy it. But I couldn't do Chris's job. I just haven't got the patience that he has for the constant phone calls, the emails, the problems on site and everything else. And I marvel at him sometimes when I'm with him, just how he deals with it all. But he's not the only contracts manager that can do it. There's lots of others out there, and if that suits him, that's brilliant. And I think there's a place in the industry for a lot more people if they were to be told or given the opportunity.
Yeah, no, that's fantastic. So, Chris, I'm going to turn it back over to you. You said you're about through what your story and what you wanted to tell. Is there anything you'd like to close us out with that we didn't talk about on here, or any closing remarks?
No, I think it's all been kind of summed up more or less. I mean, you know, like I say, I think that sort of message about, you know, getting good people into the industry, because there are some, you know, there are great people, you know, and we have good fun together as well as working hard together. You know, so yeah, it's fantastic. And obviously, if anyone needs a roof, you know, Rio will take care of it for you.
Sounds good. Andrew, any closing remarks?
No, just obviously working with Chris and working with his company, I know they put a lot of effort into training, you know, and having worked with some of the younger sort of site managers they've got now coming through, I'm really impressed with, you know, the training they give them, not just in the skills, but it's the interpersonal skills, how to, you know, deal with the end users if they're working on a school, how to, you know, work with the people there, the business managers or the secretaries or the head teachers. They, you know, one chap in particular, Jack, who I've been really impressed with, you know, he's running the job really well. He's got that personality, and you can just see that spark in him that he loves the tiling side of his work, and he's now picking up the managerial side. And I just think, you know, if we can bring more people like that through, we're going to be in a good position. But it's, you know, how do we find those people and get them inspired?
Absolutely. All right. Well, I think this is a great, I still, I like to say that after all of our special guests and people on here, but Chris, that's a great story. I would have never guessed you coming on here today, you're going to tell me what you did in your prior life, and now you're into roofing. And I think that's a great story. And as they say, man, it's just, what a wonderful industry. And we are so diverse on the pool of people that we get involved in our industry. So I want to thank you again for joining us. And looking forward to catching up with you another time soon. I'd love to talk some business with you. I'll reach out. And to all our followers out there, thank you again. You're really doing a great job passing the word out. Our followership is growing. We love it. We're getting the word out for the industry. So until the next time, see you all then.
See you guys.
See ya.